Peterson, Berryhill, Blakeslee, Calderon, Canella, Corbett, Correa, DeLeon, DeSaunier, Dutton, Emerson, Evans, Fuller, Gaines, Hancock, Harmon, Hernandez, Huff, Kehoe, LaMalfa, Leno, Liu, Lowenthal, Negrete McLeod, Padilla, Pavley, Price, Rubio, Smidian, Steinberg, Strickland, Vargas, Walters, Wolk, Wright, Weiland, Yee.
Senator Lowenthal notices the absence of a quorum. Will the Sergeant at Arms please lock the doors and call the absent members? Sergeant at Arms, please call the absent members. We are lacking a quorum in the Senate. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Ahlquist, Anderson, Berryhill, Blakeslee, Calderon, Canella, Corbett, Correa, DeLeon, DeSaunier, Dutton, Emerson, Evans, Fuller, Gaines, Hancock, Harmon, Hernandez, Huff, Kehoe, LaMalfa, Leno, Liu, Lowenthal, Negrete McLeod, Padilla, Pavley, Price, Rubio, Smidian, Steinberg, Strickland, Vargas, Walters, Wolk, Wright, Weiland, Yee.
Members, we are still without a quorum. If the Sergeant-at-Arms would please lock the doors, call the absent members. Senate is in need of a quorum. Members, a quorum having been established, could we ask that the members and our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery please rise? We will be led in prayer this morning by our chaplain, Rabbi Mona Alfie, after which please remain standing. We will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag by Senator Barry Hill. Rabbi?
Good morning. The psalmist calls out to us and says, "Give thanks to the Eternal One, for God is good. God's love endures forever." God's goodness and love is made manifest in the world around us and the many miracles we take for granted each day: our health, our livelihoods, our families, and our friends. But when we remember to stop and give thanks for the many blessings that God has given us, we also become open to recognizing the blessings we are capable of both giving and receiving from each other as well. May our hearts always be open to God's goodness and love, so that our actions become a reflection of the Holy One's presence in this world. May this be God's will. Amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you, Senator Berryhill. Privileges of the floor. Messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committees will be deemed read. Under motions, resolutions, and notices, members, if I could have your attention. Without objection, Senate Bills 69 through 87 and Senate Bills 89 through 99 will be withdrawn from the Rules Committee and given their second reading upon withdrawal. Without objection, so ordered. Senator LaMalfa, for what purpose do you rise? Thank you. Senator Fuller, do you have an adjourn in memory you'd like to offer at this time? Thank you very much. Senator Vargas, for what purpose do you rise? All right, good. All right. Members, then at introductions and first reading of bills, bills will be deemed read. There is no business on the daily file. Members, if I could have your attention, please. At this time, the regular session will stand in recess, and the first extraordinary session will be convened. The prayer and the pledge will be deemed complete. And without objection, the standing committees of the 2011-12 regular session will be the standing committees for the 2011-12 first extraordinary session. Without objection, so ordered. Let me ask if there is any further business in this first extraordinary session. Seeing and hearing none, at this time, the first extraordinary session will stand in recess and we will reconvene the regular session. Members, we are reconvening the regular session at this time. Let me ask once again, members, if there is any business under motions, resolutions, and notices. Again, is there any business under motions and resolutions? All right. If there's no other business, Senator Steinberg, I believe the desk is clear. Senator Correa?
Pro Tem, I'd like to adjourn in the memory.
Under motions and resolutions.
Thank you, sir. Members, I'd like to adjourn today in the memory of Mr. Jim Frain, a longtime Sacramento lobbyist. To family, friends, and clients and legislators, Jim stood out as a man of his word who stressed success in business and life through building relationships. A native of Sacramento, Jim died Saturday of lung infection. He was 75 years old. Clients and legislators described Jim as an old-time lobbyist and advocate with a deep appreciation for lawmakers and the legislative process. Frain and his wife of 49 years, Roberta, had three children, daughters Debbie Keller, Colleen McDonough, and a son, Sean, who preceded Mr. Frain in death. His daughters said that their father thrived on taking care of others, and described him as a kind man of integrity, generosity, and kindness. He will be missed.
Thank you, Senator Correa. Please extend the sympathies of the Senate to friends and family of the deceased. Members, is there any other business under motions and resolutions? If there is no other business, Senator Steinberg, the desk is clear.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Session resumed 2:00 on Monday. Just to reiterate as well that next week, the full budget committee, I know, is meeting Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Democratic caucus is probably every day next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, as the clock ticks. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator Steinberg. Members, the Budget Subcommittee on Resources, Environmental Protection, Energy, and Transportation will convene at 9:30 for the Budget Subcommittee. Do any other budget subcommittees wish to announce their time and location? If not, Senator Leno, for what purpose, Senator?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President, for purpose of announcement.
Proceed.
I'm trying to find location, but the Budget Subcommittee 1, Education, will be meeting following session in a room. I'll get that for you in just one moment. Thank you.
Budget Subcommittee number 1 will be meeting immediately upon adjournment. Is that correct, Senator Leno? And Senator DeSaulnier?
Sub 3 will meet immediately upon adjournment in 4203.
Sub 3, immediately upon adjournment. Senator Leno?
Yes, Budget Sub 1, room 3191.
Also immediately upon adjournment. And again, members, Budget Subcommittee on Resources will convene at 9:30, giving us 15 minutes. Senator Rubio, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you. Sub 4 is going to be meeting in room 112 immediately upon adjournment. Thank you.
Thank you. Then, as Senator Steinberg has indicated, the Senate will be in recess until 3:30, at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We will reconvene Monday at 2 p.m. Until that time, the Senate stands in recess.